Letting ourselves settle into our postures for practice, taking good care of the body, comfortable yet alert. What do you need to do to adjust posture for that? Letting the face and eyes soften. Letting the neck and shoulders soften, release, drop. And softening down through the arms to the fingertips. Letting go of any unnecessary tension. Perhaps breathe out from these places of release, releasing with the out breath. Eyes, face, neck, shoulders, arms, releasing. Letting go. And releasing down through the torso, yet still maintaining an upright and dignified posture. So softening, releasing, letting go down the length of the spine. And through the chest and heart region. And in the belly. Pelvis, and down through the legs to the toes, softening, releasing, letting go. And allowing for some nice full breaths. And feeling that release all the way through the out breath each time. Letting go through the whole body. Letting the breathing subside as you're ready and be just as it is. Noticing where it's easy to feel it. Maybe pleasant. Maybe too. There's a really lovely sense of releasing, letting go. And bringing forward into the mind an intention to come into presence through breathing. And letting other experiences come and go in awareness. and anchor and reside in the breathing, moment to moment. And you might find it helpful as you breathe in, a sense of the in-breath bringing you into here, into now. And with the out-breath, letting go. And then it's the next in-breath, the next here, now. Moment to moment to moment presence. Then you know how it is, the mind wanders to the various thoughts and memories, various emotions, other sensations, the mind can get busy about them. And when you notice it, you might label that experience if it's strong, or just come back to feeling breathing again and let it go. Abiding in the present moment through breathing, moment to moment, and letting each moment come and go. And if it helps you with each in-breath, you might make a soft note of here or now. Feel the in-breath. And with the out-breath, release or let go. What helps you to keep the mind moving in sync with the breathing. The mind tends to want to hold on to experiences as if that's actually possible. And yet, if we attend to the minutiae of sensations of breathing, we can notice they're continually changing. And when we abide in that continuous change, we're present for the truth of things, that things change. And so letting go naturally happens. Each moment we notice an experience that takes our attention away from the breathing, each moment we notice that is an opportunity to practice letting go. Sometimes we need to really feel into the experience and label it. Sad, sad, anxious, anxious. Feel it for its duration. Feel it through the body as we label it. And let it dissipate as it will if we don't fuel it with thinking. And we start to learn that most experiences are little whiffs, little clouds that move across the sky of awareness. And they don't need any more acknowledgement than that simple, brief being with kindness and interest. And then we come back to breathing. And if it helps you to feel more deeply the letting go through the out-breath, to expand your awareness around the breathing, to take in the whole body, then do so and feel into the multitude of sensations within breath and body together and how they're changing, they're moving. And as you've been practicing, is there something you're aware of holding on tightly to? Some thought, memory, desire, experience that you might benefit from labeling, recognizing, allowing in, and investigating through the body, feel it more deeply. Let that object of clinging be the object of mindful awareness for a brief time. So the rain practice, recognizing, allowing, investigating through the body. In the end of rain, that deep recognition, not always so. Not the whole truth of things, not permanent. Simply nature rolling on. And if there's some significant suffering with it all, let the end of rain also stand for nurture. So give yourself soothing touch, soothing words. Because it's difficult, not necessarily to make it go away, but because there is suffering. So take a few moments, or just continue practicing with breathing. whatever you like. Label any emotions that show, feel them through the body as part of investigation. Remembering not always so, and nurture. And it's not unusual to feel unfinished with an investigation, that it requires further attention at another point. That's okay. So just take a few moments to wrap up your investigation, your RAIN practice for now, if you've been engaging it. And really ground into the body and the breathing once again. And trust the changing nature of the breathing, the changing nature of the body. This is the truth of how things are. And we find freedom when we abide there.